This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Without further ado, here's our fearless host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey folks, it's Randy Wilburn here, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Listen, I'm recording this episode just a few hours after stepping off the TEDx Fayetteville stage. And honestly, I'm still processing everything. The people, the energy, the stories that were shared. It was powerful, to say the least. I had the chance to share something really personal today. A talk called It's Never Too Late to Do the Thing You Were Called to Do. It's a message that's been growing in me for a long time. And standing on that red dot, I could feel just how much it resonated with others. So I thought, why not bring that same talk here to this community? This podcast is where so many of my own second acts have unfolded. And if there's ever been a place to reflect, to dig deeper, and to share from the heart, it's here with you. So this episode is a little different. It's part reflection, part recreation, my TEDx talk, shared through this mic, the same way I started sharing stories years ago. Let's dive in. Hey folks, Randy Wilburn here from I Am Northwest Arkansas. As you heard at the top of this podcast, I am just coming off of a high of doing a TED Talk, my first TED Talk ever. And I don't quite know how I feel. I got amazing feedback from people, and I still have my own feelings as well about it. And I think that's partly because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I certainly love to critique myself. I think we're our own worst critic. And so I wanted to recreate this TED Talk for you, my listeners of the podcast. Especially if you couldn't be there, I think you'll appreciate this. So without further ado, I want to share with you my TED Talk based on how I would have preferred to have delivered it. Just that when you get on that big red dot, things change really fast. And I'll just let you be the judge of this. And then when you do watch the actual TED Talk that will be on YouTube, you can let me know what you think, whether you like the audio version or whether you like the video version or some variation of the two, or even if you didn't like either of them, it's fine too. But this message, this story has been resonating with me for a long time. And I just want to make sure that I get it out there so that everybody knows how I feel about things, and more specifically, you know, why this is such an important topic. And that topic is, it's never too late to do the thing you were called to do. All right. So you guys ready? Here it is. Here goes nothing. What if I told you that your greatest achievement might still be ahead of you? That at 54, 64, or even 76, you could have your breakthrough moment. that the thing you've been putting off, the dream deferred, the skill unexplored, the calling ignored, isn't too late. 3, 2, 1. That countdown is burned into my memory. You see, I grew up listening to my grandfather come home from covering the United Nations. He'd attach gator clips to the phone receiver and file reports to the National Black Network radio station every evening. And before every broadcast, I would hear 3, 2, 1. That countdown became my inheritance, not just of his profession, but of his willingness and belief that beginnings don't have an age limit. My grandfather, Mal Good, proved this in 1962 when he became ABC News' first Black network correspondent. He was 54 years old. In today's world, 54 is when many people are hitting their career stride. But in 1962, most people thought your big opportunities were behind you by then. So here's kind of a setup for where things are right now. 35% of new businesses in America are started by people over 50. In the UK, nearly 1 million people over 60 are self-employed. And here in the US, almost 1 in 3 Americans over 65 is still working, not just surviving, but thriving. The calling doesn't check your birth certificate. It just keeps calling. We are living in a renaissance of second acts, yet many of us are still stuck in an outdated story that innovation belongs to the young, that reinvention has an expiration date. And yet ageism is one of the most accepted forms of discrimination today. We joke about senior moments and act surprised when someone over 60 launches something new. But the science, it tells a different story. After 50, people report greater life satisfaction than at any time since childhood. The truth is that aging doesn't close doors. It opens different ones. My grandfather's story isn't unique. It's part of a pattern we're seeing everywhere. Let me show you how his journey proves this point. You see, his path wasn't straight. It was 1931, and fresh out of the University of Pittsburgh, he dreamed of law school. But he was up against two walls, the Great Depression and racism. When he asked a professor how to raise his grade, the answer came back, "Mr. Good, you don't expect to get what a white student gets, do you?" Denied that door, he found others, mentoring boys at the YMCA, then reporting for the Pittsburgh Courier, one of the nation's leading black newspapers, and traveling the South to cover Jim Crow firsthand. Soon after, he broke into radio, first as the only black voice on Pittsburgh's KQV, and then alongside his sister, Mary D., in a groundbreaking show that gave African Americans a voice in mainstream media. His fearless reporting, even when it got him arrested for calling out police brutality, built his reputation as a trusted national voice. So when ABC finally decided to hire a black correspondent, every qualified reporter in the country was in line. Many were younger. Many had TV experience. When offered prepared copy to read, my grandfather said, "No, thank you." He walked to the newswire, pulled fresh stories, wrote his own script, and delivered it like breaking news. That courage landed him the job. Months later came his test. It was October 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. while the regular UN reporter for ABC News was on a weekend hunting trip with his son, my grandfather delivered the news that held America's breath, introducing himself to millions as history was being made. From there, he continued covering the United Nations, the Civil Rights Movement, the funerals of Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Robert F. Kennedy. He worked until he was 64 when mandatory retirement forced him to stop. But his second act had actually become his defining act. Now, some people think that great work only belongs to the young. But history, it kind of tells a very different story. Diana Nyad, at 64, after four failed attempts, she swam 110 miles from Cuba to Florida in 53 hours without a shark cage. The first person to ever do it. She proved physical limits are often mental ones. Colonel Harlan Sanders, at 62, after a failed restaurant, he took his fried chicken recipe, those 11 herbs and spices, on the road, often sleeping in his car to pitch it. By his 70s, Kentucky Fried Chicken was a global brand. He showed that failure can be the setup for success. Nelson Mandela. After 27 years in prison on Robben Island, he became South Africa's first black president at 76, guiding the country through its fragile early years of democracy. He demonstrated that wisdom comes with time. And finally, Anna Mary Robertson Moses, aka Grandma Moses. In her late 70s, arthritis ended her embroidery, so she picked up painting. And at 80, she had her first solo exhibition in New York City. She went on to create more than 1,500 works before she died at 101 years old. She proved that limitations can spark new possibilities. Different fields, different challenges, same truth. It's never too late. And research shows that with positive beliefs about aging, people live on average 7.5 years longer than those with negative ones. Belief matters. Mindset matters. The data says so. And you know, today, something unprecedented is happening, with AI especially. The tools that once required entire teams, research, writing, design, marketing, now fit in your pocket. With AI, what used to take hours can now take minutes. A 72-year-old lawyer that I know runs circles around associates half his age by using AI to research legal precedents in minutes. And at 51, Bridget Johns launched To and From, an AI-powered gifting platform that rivals major e-commerce brands. But here's the bigger point. There will always be new tools. My grandfather had gator clips and a phone line in the 1960s. Later, computers transformed entire industries. And today, it's AI. Tomorrow, it will be something else. The tool isn't the breakthrough. The breakthrough is your willingness to keep learning, to keep saying, I can still start something new. Technology advances, but the courage to reinvent is timeless. So what about you? Here's how you begin. The same countdown that guided my grandfather. 3. Reflect. Write down 3 things you've always said, someday I'll, about maybe learning a language, starting a podcast, writing a book. 2, reframe. Pick one and flip the script. Instead of, I'm too old, ask, what problems can I solve that someone half my age hasn't even lived through yet. Your wrinkles are your credentials. And one, reignite this week, not someday, this week. Take one micro step, record a 2-minute voice memo, finish lesson one in your language app of choice, or spend 30 minutes researching a competitor. And you know what? This isn't just about age. Reinvention, honestly, shows up at every stage of life. Maybe you've been laid off after years at a company. Maybe you're burned out and wondering, what's next? Maybe you're raising kids and your passions are on pause. Maybe you've retired only to find you're not done contributing. Wherever you are, the message is the same. Your calling doesn't expire. And let me be honest, this isn't just theory for me. I picked up podcasting after the age of 40, and it has become one of the most meaningful parts of my work. Amplifying voices, telling stories, building community. And now I'm working on writing my book, something I've put off for years. So when I say it's never too late, I'm not just talking about my grandfather or history. I'm talking about me and I'm talking about you. Because here's what my grandfather taught me without ever saying it. Your calling doesn't expire. Your second act might be your greatest act, and the moment to begin is always the same. So let's count it down together right now for whatever you've been waiting to start. I know you're listening to a podcast, but I want you to count it down with me. Say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Your time isn't running out. It's just beginning. Thank you. All right, all right, all right. What did y'all think about that? That's my TED Talk. Okay. Went a little different on the red dot, but that is the talk. And for one of my takeaways, I talked to Angela Belford and I talked to Sammy and a few others afterwards. There's a reason why it's called a TED Talk and not a TED speech. Okay. And, you know, I've done speeches all over. I've done talks all over. But one of the things that I struggled with, I think, was early on creating what was a speech and not a talk. I have a ton of stories about my grandfather. I'm at no shortage of telling those stories. But I probably could have structured my talk a little differently. I loved delivering it the way that I did here, but it was different when I'm doing it behind a microphone, at a computer, at my desk, versus doing it live and direct in person. And so my big takeaway, I think, is just reflecting on the power of story and how in a TED Talk, you really want to stitch one story after another together until you've kind of told a comprehensive story. Maybe it's a hero's journey or something along those lines. But suffice to say, I've learned something and taken something away from this experience today, and I'm the better for it. But, you know, I just think it's one of those things that certainly is worth mentioning. I know that TEDx is doing another TEDx Fayetteville in March of 2026. At the time of recording this, we are in October of 2025. If you're listening to this 1 or 2 years later, I'm sure TEDx Fayetteville will be doing another TED Talk soon. You can always go to TEDxFayetteville.org. That's the domain. You can check it out yourself and find out when they're going to do another TED Talk. But needless to say, I was kind of blown away by the whole experience. I was on pins and needles actually for a while, just real talk. I know you think, oh, Randy, but you always sound great on podcasts. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're saying that. Maybe you aren't. I don't know. But if you are, thank you. And if you're not, then, you know, that's cool too. But yeah, some, you know, you take it for granted that you get behind a mic and you can talk all the time. I mean, I can just off the top of my head, just go. And that's just a gift that I have. And it's something that I want to continue to take advantage of. And honestly, it's a gift that I've had to lean into. It's not one that I've taken lightly. And I think with this whole concept of it's never too late to do the things that you're called to do, I'm trying to marry this gift of the gab, this gift of talking, with my ability to write a book and to do some other things that I'm working on. I've got a lot of projects in the hopper that I can't wait to get done. And, you know, like I said, I have to eat my own dog food. It's never too late to do the things that you're calling to do. So, and it's just, I don't know. It's just something that that it really has resonated with me. So I hope this was helpful for you. This is not a normal podcast episode, but then again, I'm not normal, right? And I just, as I was leaving the library today, shout out to the Fayetteville Public Library for hosting the event. I believe the event will be hosted there again in March of 2026. Check your library website for additional information. You can check TEDxFayetteville.org for additional information on the location and all that other good stuff. But yeah, it was a tremendous experience. And I had family there. Shout out to my son, Nathan. Shout out to Miguel. The only person, two people missed it. My oldest son, Joshua, and my youngest son, Aiden, who's away in Spain. And then my wife was there, of course. And then several friends, my other friend, Nicola Hawkins, and her daughter, Lynn Wong, Daimara Baker. Man, there were so many people that were there to support me, and Danielle Keller, so many folks that came out, and I really, really appreciate you. Yeah, but anyway, that's all I have to share. I hope you guys enjoy this. Do me a favor, share this episode with somebody that needs a little encouragement, somebody that needs to hear this. I would really appreciate that, because I think that I don't think we hear it enough that it's never too late to do the things that you're called to do. And like I said at the top, whether it's 54, 64, or 76, it's never too late to do the things that you're called to do. So I appreciate you guys so much. See, I'm blessing you with a shorter podcast episode this week. Something that you can take and maybe even listen to more than once. But I'd love your feedback. I'd love your thoughts. Let me know what you think about this particular episode. I mean, that's all that we have. So I'm going to close out now. And just again, shout out to everybody that's been supporting me all these years, especially with this podcast. You guys mean the world to me. You're the reason why I press record on a regular basis. And I'm going to continue to press record, even as I move into a new season of life. And I've got some new opportunities that are coming along that I'll be talking about in the future. But I'm really excited about that. But we'll close this particular episode out. And so here's what I want to share. You know, standing on that TEDx Fayetteville stage today reminded me how far this journey has come and how far there is still left to go. I want to take a moment again to thank the incredible team that made today possible. Organizers Sammy Kennison, Lou Zhang, and Angela Belfort, among so many others, for creating such a powerful space for stories and ideas to come alive here in Northwest Arkansas. And a big shout out to my fellow speakers. Each and every one of you brought your own spark, your own truth, and together, we created something really special today. My grandfather's story and my own both point to the same truth. Your calling doesn't expire. Your best work might still be ahead of you. So if you're listening to this and wondering if it's too late, let me just say this. 3, 2, 1. Your time isn't running out. It's just beginning. If you'd like to learn more about TEDx Fayetteville, or maybe even nominate someone or yourself for a future event, visit TEDxFayetteville.org. Thanks for listening and for being a part of this incredible community here in Northwest Arkansas. I'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes and more information on becoming a guest or sponsor, visit IAMNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.